Hi, I'm Gary Duncan, the Executive Director of Worldwide KFUO. Thanks for listening online to our programs, our stream, our podcast, our online on-demand audio. We appreciate you. Remember, KFUO is a listener-supported broadcast ministry, so we do rely on your support to continue. So please prayerfully consider making a gift today. You benefit from the programs, and you know how important it is to get the message out to the world. And that's what we do every day here at KFUO. For more information, you could call area code 314-996-1518 to talk to Mary, or 996-1520 to talk to Mark. Ask them about the different ways to give to the ministry of KFUO. Thank you in advance for your support. Also, tell your friends about us. Most important of all, pray for the ministry of Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Today's New Testament reading is from Revelation, the 9th and 10th chapters. Then the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour, the day, the month, and the year were released to kill a third of mankind. The number of mounted troops was twice 10,000 times 10,000. I heard their number. And this is how I saw the horses in my vision and those who rode them. They wore breastplates the color of fire and of sapphire and of sulfur. And the heads of the horses were like lions' heads, and fire and smoke and sulfur came out of their mouths. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and smoke and sulfur coming out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents with heads, and by means of them they wound. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, nor give up worshiping demons and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk. Nor did they repent of their murders, or their sorceries, or their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow over his head, and his face was like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. He had a little scroll open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land, and called out with a loud voice like a lion roaring. When he called out, the seven thunders sounded. And when the seven thunders had sounded, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down." And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, and the sea and what is in it, that there would be no more delay, but that in the days of the trumpet call to be sounded by the seventh angel, the mystery of God would be fulfilled, just as he announced to his servants the prophets. Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me again, saying, "Go, take the scroll that is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the land and on the sea." So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, "Take and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." And I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it. It was sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter. And I was told, "You must again prophesy about many peoples and nations and languages and kings." This is the word of the Lord.
Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who rules over all earth and heaven. The text for our consideration this morning is from Revelation chapter 10, verse 2 and verse 9. He had a little scroll open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot upon the land. In verse 9. So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, take and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey. The mighty angel that appears in chapter 10, wrapped in a cloud with a rainbow over his head, his face shining like the sun, and his legs pillars of fire, brings to mind a very stark contrast to the fallen star, the angel of destruction mentioned in chapter 9. The imagery of the revelation of St. John comes alive only when one knows the rest of Scripture and the image references that he makes. When one does, the imagery and the understanding of these two contrasting angels comes alive. The Lord God Almighty, he is the one who thunders with a loud voice, who enwraps Mount Sinai and the temple with the presence of his cloud. He is the one who places his bow in the clouds after the flood. He shines like the sun, and he leads his people with a pillar of fire. This angel opens a little scroll and sets one foot on land and the other in the sea, standing as a signal to all that he and his words revealed, rolled out and open in the scroll, rule with all dominion and power. The word, both law and gospel, is rolled out for St. John to taste and eat. It was sweet and it was bitter. It was judgment and grace, threat and promise. It was law and gospel. Sin, well, it always tastes sweet at first, doesn't it? You know, that first little dribble of juicy gossip that comes upon our lips, that first touch of forbidden lust, that fleshly satisfaction of one's greed gorged, always strokes the desires of the sinful flesh, and we want more. When man does what man wants to do, he feeds the belly of the sinful beast inside. At first, the sin tastes sweet, but then the consequences of the word of the righteous law of God is rolled out. Sin is more than just a sickness. It is a woe that is death. Sin is more than just bitterness in the stomach. It is the rotting and death of our flesh. Who will save us? Well, the law reveals to us that which is harmful to our body and soul. And the word of the gospel shows us that which is of benefit to our body and soul. Taste and see that the Lord is good, the scroll rolled out, Scripture tells us. And so in repentance of heart and in unity of confession, we take and eat, and we take and drink of our Lord's body and blood in the sacrament of the altar. And there we receive the promise that we are strengthened in body and soul unto life everlasting. For his forgiveness is our forgiveness, and his life is now our life. Take, eat. Take, and eat up the words of life that come from the mouth of the Lord, and be fed in the way of faith. The steadfast one, the Messiah, who with scroll in hand, voice roaring as a lion, calling out with thunder, face shining as the sun, enwrapped in a cloud with rainbow overhead, stands with legs aflame on land and on sea. He is the mighty one. The mighty one has come to win and save you from your sin. So take what he gives. It's yours to receive. Receive promise and receive grace. In faith he comes to you, in faith you receive. So taste. Taste and see that the Lord is good, and be strengthened in body and soul unto life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.